name is Jasmine Palmer and I'm studying at the MChem, so Masters in Chemistry.
Did you choose to go all the way to New Zealand, or was it an opportunity you couldn't say no to?
I chose the country. The opportunity is provided by the university. They offer a six-month placement scheme as part of your final year, whereas I always had my heart set on going to New Zealand for my first year here, and they allowed us to go, which was lovely.
And what did you do? It was a particular kind of lab project, manufacturing something.
I actually worked in a university PhD group, research group. So I worked in a university in the South Island of New Zealand, basically. It was absolutely fantastic, to sum it up in a nutshell. Yeah, it was an amazing experience, and you can tell, as well as growing as a chemist, you grew as a person, being that far away, having to deal with being on a completely different time zone to everyone back in England, making new friends, working in a new environment. It develops you in more ways than one, definitely.
So one of the highlights of your degree, you'd say?
Oh, yes, the making of my degree, definitely, and my time at university.
And it looks as if, through listening to what you were saying, a bit challenging. You had complicated things to do, and you succeeded in some ways and perhaps not in others.
Yeah, well, as everybody who will study a science knows, there's always problems when you want to make anything new or optimise steps, which is what one of the problems I had. But when you're in a nice, close group, people will help you out, and you can always do research into literature to find other ways. And as long as you're surrounded by people that keep your spirits up as well, then that always helps you get through the hard times.
And you'd advise other young people wanting to study chemistry that this is a great thing to do?
Yeah, definitely. It's the best thing I did here. The other option is obviously to do your master's in-house, but I say get out there and go wherever you want. You can definitely choose any place you'd like, and why not make the most of having the opportunity to go somewhere as exciting as New Zealand.
What are you planning to do after you graduate?
Well, I'm at the moment, I have interviews for a postgraduate certificate of education and further education, so maybe become an A-level teacher, but I'm also looking into maybe doing a PhD, but I'm probably leaning towards the teaching career, if I'm honest.